Please take a siesta, or what's the deal here?
A little nap,
okay. All that press out beside your office, I figure you were probably basking in all the glory. You ready for a quorum vote? Members indicate your presence by voting. Madam Majority, or Madam Clerk, sorry.
26 members present.
We do have a quorum to conduct business, Mr. Majority.
Mr. Speaker, may the General reflect that Representative Foster, Guttenberg, Johansson, Jewell, Lynn, Salmon, and Samuels have been previously excused from the call of the House today. And, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Stoltz be excused from the call of the House today until 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Objection. Those members will be shown as excused. Patiently waiting and leading the invocation this morning is Nancy Campbell. Members, please rise for the invocation.
In deepest respect for the religious beliefs of each person here, I offer this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I invoke your blessing on these legislators as they meet together this day. Grant them your wisdom and guidance in all that they do. Keep them healthy and strong as they debate the issues facing our state. I pray they will be able to accomplish all the tasks set before them in a timely manner. Give them peace in the midst of turmoil and strategy for the decisions that lie ahead. And now, Lord, may you bless them and keep them and cause your face to shine upon them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Representative Sisno, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My turn. I move and ask unanimous consent that prayer be spread across the journal.
Hearing no objection, then, that prayer will be spread across the journal. Madam Clerk, would you certify the journal for the previous legislative days?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 58th legislative day.
Mr. Majority.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the previous day be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, then. Journal of the previous day, as certified by the Chief Clerk, will be certified. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Representative Dahlstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is a pleasure for me to introduce a young man from my district. His name is Seth Drake. He's serving as a page today. And Seth resides at Elmendorf Air Force Base, and he is going to be around the building, and I hope you all welcome him. He's 17 years old and currently is a student at Bartlett High School. He's in Juneau participating as one of the finalists in the Boys and Girls Club 2008 Youth of the Year competition. In addition to history being his favorite subject, he's a member of the cross country and ski teams. He's an avid runner, and in the spring he'll join the track and field team. He loves volunteering for community service projects, and in his spare time he goes to the teen center, reads, enjoys music and skiing. He plans to attend UAA after graduation and eventually to join the U.S. Air Force as an officer. And I am very proud and pleased to introduce him. Thank you.
Tell him there's a no-fly zone around the Capitol here. Other guests for introduction? Representative Sisna.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I'm very proud to be introducing a woman who I first met as an aide in this body on the other side. And she's gone on to doing some wonderful work both in the community in Boys and Girls Club and now serving in numerous advisory groups that are working on state problems dealing with youth. And she lives down the street from me with her family. She's a doting mom and a wonderful parent wife. And it's Noelle Hart, who I suspect you all know, and I'm sure proud to live very close to her.
Representative Olson.
Thank you,
Mr. Speaker, I have a special treat today. In the gallery behind me is Kiana McElroy. This is Kiana's first trip to Juneau. She's down here as a result of her activity in the Boys and Girls Club. She's been active in the Soldotna chapter for 5.5 years. She volunteers at the Soldotna Senior Center. She plans to go on to college and major in accounting, so we'll probably set her up with the representative from District 32 when she gets that far along. But please help me join Kiana to Juneau.
Other guests? Representative Gardner?
I'd like to ask the body to help me welcome Megan Renee Everett. She's a constituent of mine from Anchorage. She's a lifelong Alaskan, and she's in the 10th grade at Anchorage Christian School. In addition to having part-time employment about 16 hours a week and playing soccer and showing dogs at the American Kennel Club, Megan has a huge amount of varied volunteer work. She volunteers with the Alaska Army National Guard, the readiness group. She works with parties for the children of deployed soldiers. She's does inventorying and cash handling for her school store as a volunteer. She assists elderly neighbors with shoveling snow and bringing in mail, etc. And she's very active with the Boys and Girls Club, and she's here as a finalist for the program. And I'd like the body to help me welcome her to Juneau.
Come to Valdez. I've got a lot of snow for her to shovel over there. Representative Coghill.
Mr. Speaker, there's three guests that I'd like to introduce, and one of them is from the member from Beaver, who's not here today. So I agreed to poach. This lady was born in Fairbanks, and so I guess that's a good reason to poach. I was as well. She's raised in Tok and from Tok. She's here with the Boys and Girls Club as one of the those in the competition, so and as one of our pages here with us today. So would you help welcome Monica Edwards? Mr. Speaker, and then one of my constituents sitting in the gallery over here is Roger Clairvaux. Now, Roger has some interesting things. Now, him and I have some things in common. When I was a young man that age, I played the drums, and he does as well. So there's hope for you. You won't. But he's a sophomore at Ben Eielson. He's worked with the local fire department, city cleanup. He's part of the Keystone and Money Matters group. He's also very active in swimming, polo, and track and soccer. So from North Pole area, Ben Eielson School, Roger Clairvaux, please. And Mr. Speaker, just one last one. Thank you for letting me do them separately like this, because each one of these finalists really stand out. I think serving us on the floor is one of our pages over here is Megan Hanks from Fort Wainwright. And Megan is 15-year-old. She lives in North Pole. Her and I also have something in common. It says here that her favorite work is when she gets to work with kids and with friends. And so I think on this floor, we're in good company here, kids and friends. So,
there's got to be an adult in the group someplace, isn't
there? Yeah. And so she loves to write and wants to be a writer and loves photography, has been a community active person, and certainly as one of the finalists in this program, worthy of attention and praise. So Megan Hanks, please.
Other guests? Representative Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The gallery behind me is a gentleman that really needs no introduction. He served in this body for a number of years, and he's served on the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. He's been on Soldotna City Council, and right now he's down here looking for road money. Please help me welcome Gary Davis back to Juneau.
Representative Davis. Former member of this body, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to offer you the privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's funny, when I come in the building, all I can remember is $9 barrel oil. Mid-90s. So I can't say I'd like to be back in your chair, but it just is nice to try and schedule a meeting with someone, and they're all too busy. And that's nice to know, too, that you're so busy. So thank you for your work.
Other guests? Representative Thomas, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. I, too, have a finalist. Brandy Peterson is also here as a page today. She's from the community of Metlakatla. She's been 8-year member of the Boys and Girls Club. She's a volunteer basketball coach. She loves to play basketball, softball, and volleyball in cross country. She participates in the Smart Moves Torch Club, Keystone Club, and helps younger kids with their homework during power hour. Positive role model in the clubhouse and is in the community as well. She's donates a lot of her time for canned food drives, cleaning up the community, and what I like is a Veterans Day celebration there. Metlakatla is a very proud community of their veterans there. She's volunteered much of her time making the Boys and Girls Club in Metlakatla a positive and fun place for the kids in Metlakatla, so welcome her, Juno.
Other guests, Representative Keller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm delighted again to announce another visitor from Wasilla, a young, bright, energetic student involved in the Matsu Youth Court. She's likes music and drama. She hopes to produce a CD someday, and she also is looking at that maybe as a career and maybe a medical student. But I would really appreciate it if you'd welcome her to join.
Representative Dahlstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Last year, I think I shocked everybody on this floor when I stood and said that I wanted to introduce my new husband. And that was because he'd had so many surgeries and had so many new body parts. But I would like to introduce to you today my million-dollar husband, Kit. He would stand. And he is just so supportive of what I am doing here and grateful to all of you and the support that your families give you and the sacrifice that every one of us here makes to serve this state. And so I'd like you to help me welcome him.
Other guests? Representative Kelly?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For two reasons, I'm going to introduce the next guest this morning. He's trapped 4 seats in. Usually he tries to get out of here before I do this to him. Second reason is his mother called to remind me that I haven't introduced him yet this year. So if Derek Miller would stand. Derek's my super staffer, UAF grad, former student regent, and just a great guy. Derek Miller.
We go to the same barber, I think. Other guests? Madam Clerk, are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. Speaker.
Are there messages from the other body?
A message dated March 12th stating that the Senate has passed and returned House Bill 197, amended trusts. And a message dated March 12th stating that the Senate has passed and transmitted for consideration Senate Bill 211 by Senator Davis, entitled An Act Relating to an Aggravating Factor at Sentencing for Crimes Directed at a Victim Because of the Victim's Homelessness.
Judiciary.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 216. Transportation by the Senate Transportation Committee, entitled An Act Designating the Alaska Highway and Portion of the Richardson Highway as the Purple Heart Trail.
Transportation and Finance.
Senate Bill 229 by Senator Thomas, entitled An Act Relating to the Tanana Valley State Forest and to Assignment of Certain Forest Land to the Minto Flat State Game Refuge and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources and Finance.
I have no further messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
There are no communications.
Do you have any reports of standing committees?
The State Affairs Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 19, opposed federal ID requirements, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 19, State Affairs, with the new title, attaches a zero fiscal note recommending due pass Johnson, Grunberg, Dahl, and Roses. The report was signed by Representative Roses, Vice Chair. House Joint Resolution 19 has no further referral. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 38, Israel's 60th anniversary, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 38, State Affairs, with the same title, attaches a zero fiscal note recommending due pass Johnson, Grunberg, Dahl, and Roses. The report was signed by Representative Roses, Vice Chair. House Joint Resolution 38 has no further referral.
Brief and easy.
Okay. The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill 331, Motor Vehicle Insurance Licenses and Impoundments, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 331, LNC, with the new title, attaches a previous published zero fiscal note and a new zero fiscal note, recommending due pass Coghill, Dahlstrom, and Ramirez. No recommendation, Grunberg, Samuels, and Holmes. The report was signed by Representative Ramirez, Chair. House Bill 331 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 338, Power Project Fund, Bulk Fuel Loan Fund, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 338, Finance, with a new title, attaches a fiscal note and a zero fiscal note, recommending due pass Hawker, Guerra, Crawford, Nelson, Stoltz, Thomas, Kelly, Meyer, and Chenault. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 338 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 400, Mitigating Factor, Care for Drug Overdose, attaches a zero fiscal note recommending due pass Holmes and Ramirez. No recommendation, Grunberg, Coghill, Dahlstrom, and Samuels. The report was signed by Representative Ramirez, Chair. House Bill 400 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 406, Competitive Bidding for Ballot Prep, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 406, State Affairs, with the new title, attaches a zero fiscal note recommending due pass Johnson, Dahl, Coghill, and Roses. No recommendation, Grunberg. The report was signed by Representative Roses, Vice Chair. House Bill 406 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports today.
Are there any resolutions or citations to be introduced?
Citation in memoriam Walter William Diakonoff by Representative Edgman. In memoriam Frank William Hill by Senator Stevens and Representative Seaton. In memoriam Frieda Rose Monson by Senator Stevens and Representative Seaton. In memoriam Robert Odie Colbeck by Senator Stevens and Representative Seaton. In memoriam James Jim Roy Howard by Senator Stevens and Representative Seaton. I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Are there any bills for introduction?
House Bill 420 by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee entitled An Act Relating to the Uniform Anatomical Gift Act to Anatomical Gifts to Donations to the Anatomical Gift Awareness Fund to a Registry of Anatomical Gifts and to organizations that handle the procurement, distribution, or storage of all or a part of an individual's body.
I see. That's Hess and Judiciary.
I have no further bills for introduction today.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, please read the first item on today's agenda. Grunberg, at ease. House, please come back to order. Madam Clerk, the first item on today's agenda. Did you already read it?
Not yet. House Bill 289 by Representatives Harrison, Seaton, Chenault, and Ledoux, entitled An Act Exempting Employers from Paying Unemployment Tax for Crew Members on Fishing Vessels that Respond or Prepare to Respond to, or that Prepare for or Engage in an Emergency or Practice Drill Response to an Oil Spill, and Providing for an Effective Date. The House Special Committee on Fisheries considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 289, Fish, with the a new title, attaches an indeterminate fiscal note recommending due pass Holmes, Edgman, Johansson, and Seaton. The report was signed by Representative Seaton, Chair. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with the House Committee Substitute, or the Committee Substitute for House Bill 289, Fish, with a new title, attached an indeterminate fiscal note, recommending do pass Gardner, Ledoux, Book, Gatto. No recommendation, Newman and Olson. The report was signed by Representative Olson, Chair. There's one, and the Rules Committee submitted an updated fiscal note. There's one committee substitute.
Mr. Majority Leader. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Fish Committee substitute for House Bill 289 with a new title be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, we have the Fisheries Committee version before us. Madam Clerk, do you have any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 289 Fish with a new title be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading. Madam Clerk, please read the title for the third and final time.
Committee substitute for House Bill 289 Fish entitled An Act Exempting Employers from Paying Unemployment Tax for Temporary Services provided by fishing vessel crew members and related to emergency oil spill training and response activities and providing for an effective date.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, we have an oil spill response program in this state for tankers transiting Alaskan waters. This plan relies very heavily on commercial fishing vessels to be the first level of response. What has happened is that we have a situation where people get training and they are crew members on vessels. They are not employees. They share in a percentage of the catch. And the technical requirements are now that if they were getting training, they would have to, their employers or the vessel owners would have to file unemployment insurance on these folks. And so what we've done is in this bill, it exempts them from the requirement for unemployment insurance as long as their training is less than 7 continuous days. The reason that that temporary factor was put in so that if there is a big oil spill and they're responding so that they would accumulate enough time so that they might collect unemployment insurance, the employers then would be required to be in the program and they would be covered under unemployment insurance. Many fishermen, when they found out that vessel owners found out that they were now going to have to do all the paperwork for unemployment insurance just for the small bit of training, we're thinking about dropping out of the program, which would definitely hamper the state of Alaska's ability to continue to have tankers transit our waters. I would like to note that, you know, I've and my vessels have been in oil spill response for many years. This bill would not affect me at all. My vessels are tenders, and the people that work on my vessels are employees. I pay unemployment insurance anyway. This bill won't have any effect on that. It's only commercial fishermen that are paid exclusively on a percentage of the share of the catch. And so those are the only people that this influences. It doesn't influence tug operators or tenders or anyone else that has currently employees. And so hopefully we will pass this along and keep our good oil spill response capabilities in Alaska. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Other debate? You ready for the question?
The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 289 pass the House? Members, please vote. Representative Fairclough? Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
33 yeas, 0 nays.
And so the vote of 33 yeas and 0 nays, committee substitute for House Bill 289 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 289 Fish be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, then the roll call vote on the bill will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Mr. Speaker, brief at ease.
At ease. Okay, House, come back to order. Representative Ledoux?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, can we roll back up the calendar to introduction of guests?
Without objection.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, behind me in the Paratrovich Gallery, I would like to welcome, and I would like this body to help me welcome, Judy Funk, who is here with the Faith-Based Initiatives. Please stand up, Judy, and please, everybody, give her a hearty welcome.
Any other guests while we're here? Okay, Madam Clerk, the next item on today's agenda I have is House Bill 297. I don't believe you have it in your possession. Yeah?
I don't.
Okay. I think the Rules Chairman has that tucked away in his veterinarian claws. Madam Clerk, would you read the next item on today's agenda?
House Bill 370 by Representatives Kelly and Guttenberg, entitled An Act Relating to Forested Land Management and Protection from Wildlife Fire and Other Destructive Agents, changing the term forest fire to wild land fire where it appears in the Alaska statutes, and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 370 Resources, attaches 2-0 fiscal notes recommending do pass Wilson, Guttenberg, Edgemond, Fairclough, and Seaton. No recommendation, Johnson, Amin, Kawasaki, and Gatto. The report was signed by Representatives Gatto and Johnson, co-chairs. House Bill 370, or I have one committee substitute.
Majority. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 370 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, we have the resources version before us. Madam Clerk, do you have any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Majority leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 370 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There is an objection. This bill will be heard in third reading on the next calendar. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 256 Finance, entitled An Act Making Supplemental Appropriations, Capital Appropriations, Reappropriations, and Other Appropriations, Making an Appropriation to the Senior Benefits Payment Program, Amending Certain Appropriations, Ratifying Certain Expenditures, Making Appropriations to Capitalize Funds, and Providing for an Effective Date. The bill's in third reading.
That objection, I'm going to hold this bill in third reading until tomorrow's calendar. Madam Clerk, do you please read the next item on today's agenda?
There are citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
That objection, the citation on today's calendar is approved. Is there any unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
They had brief at ease.
At ease. Order. Under unfinished business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from the call of the House at the following times. Representative Nelson from 6 a.m. Monday, March 17th, until 6 p.m. Tuesday, April 1st. Representative Seaton from 6 a.m. Friday, March 14th, until evening plain time, March 16th.
Objection. Those members are shown as excused. Any other unfinished business? Any committee announcements? Quickly up is Representative Rambers.
Mr. Speaker, Judiciary will be at 1 o'clock.
Judiciary at 1. Representative Meyer?
Mr. Speaker, Finance, 1:30.
Finance at 1:30. Any other committee announcements? Any other announcements? Any special orders? Other announcements or special orders? Okay.
Mr. Speaker, tonight is the annual Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year celebration and legislative reception. It'll be taking place at 5 p.m. at the Silver Bowl restaurant. The reception highlights the achievements of 8 statewide youth finalists. Many of them are here today as our guest pages.
And all legislators and staff are invited to attend, so hope to see you all there. Representative Dahlstrom.
Under special orders?
Oh, no, we're not there yet. Any other announcements? Okay, now special orders, Representative Dahlstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The topic is Eagle River, a woman who is the first Alaskan shooter on the United States Olympic team.
Eagle River, Alaska, shooter Olympic team.
And if you would allow me the discretion of
not
just
objection.
Reading a few things, thank you so much. Eagle River has just a fantastic young girl. Her name is Corey Cogdell. She's 18 years old. And Corey showed at age 3 extraordinary abilities to be able to shoot. Her father has taken her hunting. She's shot almost every animal there is. She's had the opportunity to be able to hunt all around the world. But here's the good news. Yesterday, I got a call from her dad last night when just gotten home from the fantastic fundraiser we, most of us were attending. And yesterday, Corey won, and she will be representing the state of Alaska and the United States as the first woman trap shooter in the Olympics, which will be held in Beijing on 8-8 of 08. And there's one thing I love about Corey. She is a beautiful girl on the outside, and she is a beautiful girl on the inside, too. And here's what she said. I just try and shoot to the best of my ability. I can't control whether my competitors shoot good or bad, and I try not to worry about that. It's an interesting thing because all through the competition, she didn't even know that she was in the lead because she makes it a practice to just do her best and to not look at the scoreboard. And so it wasn't until it was over that she knew she'd won. She also has bronze medals in the 2007 Pan American Games, World Cup Korea, and the U.S. Championships. So now Corey Cogdell is an Olympian. She's going to Beijing, and I think I'm just so proud. I can hardly even wait to give her a hug next time I see her. So if we could all just acknowledge that. Thank you.
Representative Guerra.
Speaker, I'd like to speak on please don't make us roll up the calendar.
Please don't make us roll up the calendar. Well, you haven't guessed through introduction?
I do.
We'll quickly roll back up the calendar.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce a former constituent of mine who now lives in Airport Heights, Anne-Marie Sack. Anne-Marie works with the Office of Faith and Community-Based Initiatives. I remember her from my first campaign. I must have knocked on her door like 7 times, like I knocked on everybody's. And she's one of the constituents who really liked me. I'll introduce you to the other one of these days. Anne-Marie Sack, if you'd help me welcome her.
All right, back down to special orders. Any other special orders? Representative Nelson, special order.
I'll wait.
You wait? Oh, Representative Dugan, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The subject is other announcements.
Other announcements?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I was curious, in light of her excused absence, if Representative Nelson might have another announcement that she might like to make. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You have to be patient. Representative Nelson.
Thank you. In response to that question, you might all be shocked to know this, but I am 9 months pregnant. I know you can't really tell. But, Mr. Speaker, permission to speak on the supplemental budget and vetoed capital projects.
Supplemental budget.
Okay, thank you. We just came out of open caucus before we came to the floor, and I appreciate you hosting that with the third floor, with our esteemed governor. And when asked about, you know, the proposition was that we remove all the vetoed capital projects from last year's budget and proceed forward with the remainder of the supplemental budget, which does have a lot of wonderful things that we should all be celebrating: weatherization, municipal assistance and revenue sharing, not for just 1 year, but 3 years at $60 million. The senior benefits, which are of such great importance to our seniors right now, and that really does need to be funded in a timely manner. But unfortunately, we are also burdened or saddled with capital projects that were vetoed in the 08 budget, and now it's our decision to proceed forward with those capital projects or not. And My argument for at least some of those capital projects that were vetoed is that time is of the essence. That's something that's been going through my head a lot the last couple days. Time is of the essence. But it really is for these communities. A lot of these projects are in remote areas of Alaska where construction seasons are short. And in order to meet that construction season, you have to meet that spring barge. You have to have the money in your account to call Seattle or Anchorage or wherever to make sure that the supplies get on the barge to make it up to your community to start with your construction. And when asked, the response was it is just the difference between 2 or 3 weeks, whether or not it's in the supplemental budget or in the capital budget for 09. And after calling different staff and administration, we have found out that, in fact, that's not true. It's the difference between communities getting their capital money in by May 1st, which is just barely enough time to make that order to make the barge, or August 1st, which means that it would make the fall barge, which means the supplies would be sitting outside, possibly rotting, not in time for most communities in the Arctic to start building. So there was a discrepancy in the information in that answer, and I do think that time is of the essence. Thank you.
Thank you. Other special orders? Representative Gruenberg?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak on the subject of every man.
Every man?
Mm-hmm. It's not my practice to normally sport a lapel pin, but I'm wearing one today, and it's in the shape of an X. I bought it in England for, I guess, equivalent of a dollar, and it's to stamp out prostate cancer. We have the nice little dresses for breast cancer. This is the first one I had seen for prostate cancer, and a number of people, our friends, people who've served in this body, and our friends on real life, are survivors, and some, unfortunately, are not survivors. And a friend of mine who is provided me with the following information, if I may refer to my notes. That 1 in 3 men will get prostate cancer. 80% of the men over 80 years old will have prostate problems. And approximately there are approximately 200,000 new cases of prostate cancer each year. And it's something that, fortunately, I don't have. But I am sort of looking at maybe making an occasional special order or doing something, because this affects a lot of people. And I appreciate your attention. This is an important problem, and I hope we can solve it and cure it.
Representative Goggio.
Speaker, we do have a citation, and I would move and ask unanimous consent that the notice and publication requirements be waived and that the memoriam citation honoring Walter William Dykinoff be made a special order of business and be taken up at this time.
Without objection, we have the special order citation before us.
And Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be adopted.
Hearing no objection, then, the special order citation is adopted. Representative Ramos?
My title is I'm with her.
I'm with her.
Mr. Speaker, I'm with her, the previous speaker from Bethel. I thought that her rationale was compelling. Yesterday, in conversations that I had with the member from Haines, I heard equally compelling stories. And my ego and the ego of this body, I don't think, are on the line with this ongoing theater and what we're in the midst of. I think some very worthwhile projects, some capital projects, were simply missed. And I think that there's nothing wrong with going back and collecting them and separating ego from practicality and sensibility and the dignity that it means, particularly for some of the capital projects that were missed in rural Alaska. I'll say right now, the projects I had in my district, worthwhile. We can live with them, we can live without them, but some very worthwhile projects were simply missed. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand adjournment until Monday, 11 a.m.,
that objection
March 17th.
That objection will be an adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
Yeah.